this is the Sheikh of Kufa. So they said to him, Abu Hanifa, do tawbah. So Imam Abu Hanifa said, I do tawbah from all forms of sins, all forms of kufr. So they let him go. Then they realized that he was actually doing tawbah from their form of kufr beliefs. So they dragged him back into the masjid. And they said, we realized that the tawbah you had done was from our beliefs. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, do you have yaqeen on that or is it suspicion? And Dhahak ibn al-Qais, who was the leader of the Khawarij, he said, it's based on doubt. Imam Abu Hanifa said, then Allah says in the Quran, inna ba'dha dhanni ithman, that indeed some suspicions are a sin. According to your own principle, you have committed a major sin, and therefore you had committed kufr, you do tawbah. So Dhahak did tawbah, and then he turned to Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, now you do tawbah. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, from what? He said, from arbitration. You believe that Ali, when he arbitrated, it was permitted. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, are you ready to debate with me? Or will you kill me? And Dhahak said, I will debate with you. Poor Dhahak didn't know what he was getting himself into. You know, when they couldn't deal with somebody in Kufa, they would call Imam Abu Hanifa. There was a person who used to call Uthman radiallahu anhu a Jew. And the scholars tried to speak to him. The more they spoke to him, the more adamant he got. So one day Imam Abu Hanifa went to him and said to him, I have a very good partner for your daughter. He's a Hafiz al-Quran, high lineage, very rich. He spends in the path of Allah. He prays all night salah and he cries out of the fear of Allah. He said, Subhanallah, such a man. He said, I would be happy with half of these qualities. But he said, only one problem. He said, what? He said, he's a Jew. He said, Astaghfirullah. He said, what kind of man do you think I am? That I would give my daughter to a Jew. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, you wouldn't give your daughter to a Jew. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave two of his daughters to Uthman radiallahu anhu. And after Umm Kulthum passed away, he said, if I had another daughter, I would give it to Uthman. And you call Uthman a Jew. And the man understood the error of his way and he did tawbah. So Dhahak said, I'm ready to debate you. So Imam Abu Hanifa said, okay, what if we disagree? He said, well, you choose a person. So Imam Abu Hanifa chose one of his own companions. And he said, you sit down. And he asked Dhahak, are you happy with him being the judge? And Dhahak said, yes. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, you know, Dhahak, according to your own principle, you have committed kufr because you have allowed arbitration. So again, Dhahak had to do tawbah. And you know, when the Khawarij took over Kufa, it's very, very interesting. When they took over Kufa, because they believed anybody who disagreed with them, a rebel, their blood was halal. Their blood was halal. So they would, and their women were halal. And they would go around killing Muslims. And everybody went to the safety of their homes. Even the vast majority of the scholars. But Imam Abu Hanifa came out and he stood in front of Dhahak. And he said, oh Dhahak, tell me, why are you killing the Muslims? He said, because they have become murtads. And he said, tell me something, Dhahak. Were they always on this belief? Were they born on this belief? Or did they adopt it later? He said, no, they were always born on these beliefs. He said, if that's the case, then according to you, they were never Muslims in the first place. And Dhahak began to think. And Dhahak sheathed his sword. And Imam Balaji says, you know, the entirety of Kufa are the slaves of Imam Abu Hanifa because he saved their necks. He saved their lives. So when Ibn Hubayra finally released Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, Imam Abu Hanifa migrated to Mecca. For 6 years he lived in Mecca. After 6 years, when the Abbasids toppled the Umayyads, Imam Abu Hanifa came back into Kufa. And this is when he inaugurated his shura of 40 of his brightest students. And they would deliberate on a masala, and they would discuss a masala. And only when they were happy would they give the fatwa. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah had 800 students approximately. Sheikh Mahmud al-Hassan has mentioned places. Wallah, I've never even heard these names of these places where his students came from. Never heard of them. And Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah mentioned that one day I saw my father, he was debating with a guy in the haram. He was debating with this man in the haram. And the man looked like a foreigner. And my father was very impressed by this man's knowledge. And he asked him, "Where have you come from?" And he said, "I have come from Tangiers," which was the further place where Islam had reached at that time. And he said, "Where did you attain this knowledge from?" He said, "From the books of Imam Abu Hanifa." He said, "In our land we have the books of Imam Malik and Imam Uzair, but generally the fatwa is given on the fatwa of Imam Abu Hanifa." And this is why Sufyan ibn Uyayna says, the famous muhaddith, he said, "I didn't think two things would actually even pass the borders of Kufa. One was the recitation of Hamza, and the second was the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa. But it reached all corners of the world." All corners. And initially, the Abbasids had a very good relationship with Imam Abu Hanifa. And for a while, Imam Abu Hanifa actually worked with them. And they regarded Imam Abu Hanifa as the Imam of his time. Again, the Abbasids and the Umayyads, they regarded Imam Abu Hanifa as the Imam of his time. When Isa bin Musa, the governor of Kufa, introduced Imam Abu Hanifa to Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, who was the Khalif, what did he say? He said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the greatest scholar of our time." And Abu Ja'far al-Mansur said to Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, "Abu Hanifa, where have you studied? Who have you studied from?" And Imam Abu Hanifa said, "I studied from those who transmitted the knowledge of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And I studied from those who transmitted the knowledge of Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Umar." And Abu Ja'far al-Mansur said, "Then you are safe in your knowledge." When Abu Ja'far and his wife had a dispute, and he asked his wife, "Who do you want to arbitrate?" Who did she say? She said, "Abu Hanifa." And they went to Imam Abu Hanifa. And Abu Ja'far said to Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, "How many wives can a man have?" You know, they were disputing these a long time ago. It's not just now. He said, "You can have four wives." He said, "Does anybody disagree with this?" And Imam Abu Hanifa said, "No." And then he turned to his wife. He said, "See, I told you, I can have four wives." And Imam Abu Hanifa said, "Stop there. Stop there. This is for those who are just and fair. And if those who are fear that they cannot be just, Allah says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you fear that you cannot be just, then just one." And Abu Ja'far was Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was shocked at the bravery of Imam Abu Hanifa. He was shocked. And this is why when he had the post of the greatest Qadi in the Abbasid kingdom, who did he want to give it to? He wanted to give it to Imam Abu Hanifa. If Imam Abu Hanifa was weak, would they have made him the Qadi al-Qudhat of the entirety of the Abbasid kingdom? Couldn't they find somebody else? He offered him the post, and Imam Abu Hanifa refused to take it. And Abu Ja'far insisted, and Imam Abu Hanifa said, "I will not take the post." And he insisted. And look at the words of Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah said, "I will not take it. But if I was to take it, and a case was brought against you, by Allah, I will give a judgment against you, even though you are Amir al-Mu'mineen. And if you wanted me to retract that statement and you threaten to drown me in the Euphrates River, I would still not take that statement back. And he said, what do you think will be my state if you force me to take the post? And Abu Ja'far insisted. He said, you're going to take the post. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, I'm not worthy to take the post. And he said, you're lying. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, I told you, a liar can't be a judge. And this enraged, because this hurt him. Where it really hurts with these people, their ego. So he started to use force. And he said, I swear by Allah, you will take this post. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, this was Amir al-Mu'mineen. So you can see what kind of man Imam Abu Hanifa was. This man was the most powerful man on the face of the earth. Imam Abu Hanifa said in front of him, he said, I swear by Allah, I will not take the post. He said, I swear I will not take the post. And the people, they begged Imam Abu Hanifa. They said, this is not Ibn Hubayra. He was the governor of Kufa. This is the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Break your oath. And Imam Abu Hanifa said, tell him to break his oath. He's got more wealth than me. He can pay the kafara. And the narration mentioned that because Imam Abu Hanifa hurt his ego, they stripped Imam Abu Hanifa waist up. And Abu Ja'far took the whip and he began to whip Imam Abu Hanifa with his own hands. Imam Abu Hanifa was 70 years old at that time. And then they threw him in prison. Every day he would be whipped. They starved him. They thought they could break his resolve, but they couldn't break his resolve, because this was a man who lived and died for the sake of Allah. And then they poisoned him. And when he realized that he was dying, Imam Abu Hanifa went into sajda. He died in prison and he went into sajda. What an honor. Allah gives these people this kind of honor. Allah took him from this world in the state of sajda. And Hassan ibn Umar, he washed the body of Imam Abu Hanifa. And when he washed the body of Imam Abu Hanifa, he saw his weak body because of the profuse worship and because of the beating, and he began to cry, and there was not a dry eye in that room. And the narrator mentioned, when we took Imam Abu Hanifa out and we were carrying him, only 4 or 5 people knew about his death. And when we brought him out, the people of Baghdad, because he passed away in Baghdad, the people of Baghdad found out. He says, wallahi, every able-bodied person attended the janazah of Imam Abu Hanifa. Over 50,000 people attended his janazah. They prayed his janazah 6 times. For 20 days they were praying his janazah over his grave. And he made a wasiyah that he shouldn't be buried in Baghdad, because he regarded it as usurped land. And Abu Ja'far heard about this. And he came and he said, why didn't you bury in Baghdad? He said, because he said he doesn't want to be buried in Baghdad because he regards it as usurped land. And Abu Ja'far, he pointed at the grave of Abu Hanifa. And he said, مَنْ يَعْضُرِنِ مِنْكَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. He said, who will save me from you, Abu Hanifa? I wasn't saved from you when you were alive. And even now you're dead, I'm not safe from you.